Well, it's the federal involvement in it has over the years become a smaller and smaller piece of the education, and I think that's unfortunate. I think that as a society, we have to decide where our priorities lie, and I think that we need to fully invest ourselves in having educated generations to come in order to keep this country strong and be the America that we have been for a long, long time. And again, as with all of this, as with all politics and government, it's a question of priorities. And I frequently talk about, I'm somebody who opposed the invasion of Iraq and before the fact. And I'm oftentimes will say, if we could go back in time, in retrospect, I think a lot of people have joined me in saying that that was not a wise decision to invade Iraq. If we could go back in time and take the money that we poured into that intervention and instead say, you know what, how about making education of our young people one of the highest priorities? You could fund college for every B average kid coming out of high school. You could fund college for 50 to 100 years. And so I think that at least up front, knowing that education of our young is a higher priority than engaging in questionable wars around the globe, building up other countries' infrastructure, that's an important part of what you're asking about there. I think that reestablishing the importance of Pell Grants, putting the priority and the emphasis on grants rather than loans for our college kids, it's been turned completely upside down since my days here in Champaign-Urbana. It used to be that two-thirds of that money was for grants and one-third for loans, and now it's just the opposite. And again, it's a question of what our priorities are. When you say, all right, we will tax millionaires and billionaires, we will have corporations begin to pay taxes again in this country, then you have the money to put into Pell Grants rather than going the opposite way. I'm running against a man who has expressed support for the Paul Ryan budget, which strips an additional 45% of the funding out of Pell Grants and makes it ever more difficult for young people to go on to college.